Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's a quiet before the storm here at the ballpark in Atlanta, where the Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves will do business one more time in 2019. It's a deciding game, and what person would know more about a deciding game than Willie McGee, who's our guest this afternoon. And Willie, first of all, walk me through the process of being involved in a decision-making game like today.
Well, to me, I always kept the perspective that it's just a game, you know, and the only thing that changes at this level, whether it's little league, high school, college, when you have a big game, it's the crowd, it's the fans, the media, and this and that. And once you can get used to that and get that out the way, you get on the field, it's a baseball game. Team that plays the best, makes the most plays, least mistakes is going to win.
That's a good point. Making plays at this time of the year, whether it's an at bat, moving a runner along, doing the little things, and little things add up to the big success moment.
Oh, definitely, and there's no tomorrow. You know, after today, there's no tomorrow. But the good thing is that, you know, you prepare for this all year in spring training, and, you know, these guys work hard, and so mentally you're ready for it, you know. And me, I always prepared myself to, if I didn't play well, it wasn't because I wasn't prepared. So I can live with myself. The fans might not be able to live with me, but I can live with myself. If I was, spending all day sitting around doing practice, smoking cigarettes, not getting my work in or doing whatever, then I failed. Then I would have something to feel bad about. But if you give it your all and you prepare like these guys have, you go out there and play to your best of your ability and, you know, give it all you got, and that's all you can do.
You know, you talk about preparation, and you work with these kids for a long time. Have you ever seen a bunch of guys that work harder at being ready to play? Now, they may not get the result that they look for, but it's never because of lack of effort and preparation from where I sit.
Well, that's true. You know me, I'm old school. I work every day. I like guys that work every day. You look at Ron Washington over here, how he does his, you know, infielders, you know. I would love to have a team of players like that, man. It's just double-checking and rechecking and just making sure, you know. But it's a different game nowadays. You know, guys do what they have to do, and, you know, they still do a good job out there, even though they don't work like we used to work.
You know, we hear sometimes about speeches and pep talks. This is the big leagues. I don't know how much of that goes on. I've never been in a clubhouse before a game like this. Is anything said differently, or do guys just understand we don't need a pep talk, let's just go play?
Oh, no, these guys are professional, man. Most of these guys, the majority of these guys, been there, done that. You know, and you play this game long enough, if you have to be motivated at this point, to me, if you have to be motivated at this point, you don't have the right players. I mean, I that's just being real. I mean, from my experiences, if you have guys that are selfish, it just doesn't work. One guy can determine a mental outlook of a whole team, you know, because if I see this guy talking about, oh, that was my RBI, that was this, that was it, that's like, oh, dang, you know, he's not totally in, you know, and you don't see that here. And it's always been like that pretty much in the Cardinals organization. I've had one or two years in 20-something years here where we got a player or two and it's like, oh, dang, you know, we're in trouble to a point. You know, and
but,
you've been around.
But Whitey took care of that. He made sure that guy wasn't around after that.
They didn't last long. Yeah. They didn't. You know, sooner or later, they'll tell on themselves one way or another. Just like in life, you know, you know what you do in the dark comes out to the light, you know.
You having fun with this?
I'm enjoying it, man. I really am. I'm 60 years old, so, you know, these guys are super enthused, and they look at me, and I'm kind of chill. You know, I do my work. Come on, Willie, wake up, man. I'm woke. I'll be there. I was asleep for 20 years and got it done. When it comes time, I'll get it done. I ain't running that. I ain't trying to run right now.
Say that. Leave that for the youngsters, right?
Say that energy. Yeah, but it's fun. They have fun with it, you know. They have fun with it, and I have fun with it. But I'm going to be who I am, man. And that's what I love about Shilty, because you can walk around here and you can be who you are. You can be yourself if you're quiet, if you're loud, you know. And we got some of that, too, you know. You could be who you are and be comfortable doing it.
Let's get wet this afternoon.
I agree.
All right, I'm looking forward to seeing the club.
And I'm not talking about rain either.
No. The bubbly stuff.
Yeah, that would be a blast, man. I mean, we worked hard and we've earned it, you know. And I put it in God's hands, man. If it's meant for us to win, we'll win. And, you know, I pray God knows what's needed in all of our lives and at what time.
Have fun, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.